Nehemiah, sabihin ko sa inyo na sa bakit po is inabsconding. At Pater Cruz, we may inabsconding ko, pwede. That you may not be seen fasting by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Very dear faith. Today we begin our annual period of fasting for them. By the ashes that we have received, we begin today the 40 days of preparation to celebrate our redemption on Easter Sunday. As a theme for our preparation, Holy Mother Church proposes the same point in today's lesson and gospel. In the lesson, taken from the book of the prophet Joel, God reminds us of the need to fast with our whole hearts. Thus says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. The same message is reinforced in today's gospel passage taken from St. Matthew. Our Lord reminds us that it is our interior spiritual acts of fasting that are more important than the exterior physical acts. The fathers of the church remind us that prayer, which is offered with a humble spirit and contrite heart, shows a mind that is strong and disciplined. He who is self-indulgent does not have such a disciplined heart. While prayer raises the mind towards God, the body with disordered passions will encumber our free will and prevent us from following through with the efforts of our soul to turn towards God. This is where fasting comes in. Fasting is of two types because we are creatures of body and soul. Fasting from food can prepare the body to be better disposed for the benefits of the discipline of prayer. It frees the body from its self-indulgence to respond better to the promptings of the spirit to turn to God in various situations. However, the promptings of the spirit will be useless if the soul itself is weighed down in spiritual self-indulgence. In order to advance well in the spiritual life, it is necessary also to fast from acts that correspond to the vices. Pride, avarice, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, and so on. Without this type of spiritual fasting, our prayer will become fake and feeble. The current code of canon law obligates all Catholics of the Latin Rite to fast from food for 2 days of the year. Today, for National Wednesday, and on Good Friday. However, we can still fast spiritually all through Lent and beyond. In the Gospel, our Lord anticipates the sadness that can ensue from even the thought of fasting. The sadness that comes from true sorrow for our sins will not show itself externally. It is the right kind of sorrow to have, because it will motivate us to work harder by seeking the graces of God to overcome our sins and faults. Our Lord said, when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites who disfigure their face in order to appear to men as fasting. Following St. Jerome, St. Thomas explains that our Lord called hypocrites those who go out of their way to make their difficulties known to all by sad expressions on their faces. It is an act of vain glory to wear the sorrow on our faces, to show that we are fasting, to attract positive attention from others. St. Augustine goes further by warning us of the danger of hypocrisy, that act of spiritual pride in our way of living, by which we make ourselves look poorly in order to receive the admiration of others. There has been a fad in recent times of doing fasts that are more demanding than that requested by the Church. These fasts are modeled on those practiced by Catholics of long ago. While we are free to take up these fasts, reality does not provide us in that we do not live in those times. Those eras, long past, certainly had a much slower pace of life, even if they were physically more demanding, having none of our modern comforts. We have all grown up in this modern era, in which practicing such fast can be described as included, even if the church does not forbid them outright. It is important to recognize that the best mortifications are those that are sent to us by God Himself in our present times and in our daily situations. There is always the danger of growing in pride and vainglory by the fasts that we choose for ourselves, especially if we become successful. The saints of these bygone eras may have thought differently about the fasts practiced by each other, but even they would have accepted that the best fast is the one prescribed by the Church. It is true that today canon law states that the only days we are obligated to fast are Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. There is no prohibition, however, in doing more than this. Keep in mind, though, that even if we do no more, we should exercise vigilance over our souls, to exercise charity and patience towards all, particularly towards our families, and avoid any negligence or failure in our duties. What good would it be if we took up a Benedictine fast or a black fast, but didn't show up for work, avoiding difficult tasks, or failed to be diligent in the work that we had before us? The most important fast is that of refusing to give in to our desires, so that we are able to do our God-given duties of sin. Let us confide our souls to the Holy Mother of God, allowing the seat of wisdom and Our Lady of Good Counsel to help us take up good resolutions for Lent. Then let us entrust our observance to Our Lady. Let us talk to her every day about our efforts to keep them and conform to the will of our Lord. The spiritual fasts that we make are to be exercised in the depths of our souls, where only God can see them. Our Mother is our best example and companion in this practice of silently keeping the holy will of God. The last recorded words of Our Lady take place at the wedding at Cana: "Do whatever He tells you." In the next 40 days of dominating and silencing the passions of our hearts, with our Mother as our guide, we will eventually be able to hear the words of our Lord and do whatever He tells us. Let us banish the fear of speaking of our deepest sins and anxieties to our Mother. She will be with us along the way and guide every step we take all the way to our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.